So day one of the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert exams is over. And I'm sure there's a little bit of a sigh of relief going on in a lot of houses around the city and the county that this day has finally arrived. I mean, a lot of the time it's the anticipation of the event that's nearly more frightening than the event itself. So let's go over now to Richard Burke from Safe Harbour. We're going to talk about the next 10 days to 2 weeks and how, I suppose, to tiptoe your way through that minefield that is the state exams. Exactly. Richard, you're welcome back to the programme.
Thanks, Ian.
So, Richard, a tense time in a lot of households around the city and county, that's for sure.
Absolutely, including my own. Yeah. My son, eldest son Ethan, this morning started his junior cert.
Good luck with that, Ethan.
Yeah, he left with a bottle of water and a small bar of chocolate, but you know, trying to calm himself down. And I suppose the tips I'd like to give people today, and particularly the students that are listening and the parents that are listening, are the same tips that I gave my own son this morning.
Okay.
Is that, you know, at the end of every question, like this is just a test. It's just a test. That's all it is. At the end of every question, I've asked them to take 60 seconds out. Have a sip of your water. Have a square of your chocolate.
Yeah.
Relax. Take 60 seconds. It'll feel like forever because your mind is in a frenzy, but you have to stop.
This is as you read the questions for the first time?
As you read the questions for the first time, but also as you, like, you read them and you're jotting your notes on the paper and you're kind of getting this brain dump out. You're kind of vomiting these ideas all over the paper. You're getting it all out because it all comes out in a flurry in the first couple of minutes.
Yeah.
If you don't write it down, your mind will forget it because your mind will go into a pinpoint as you're answering a specific question. So you're better off just vomiting all these ideas. As you read the questions, things will pop into your head, equations or phrases or thoughts and ideas, and just pop them all out of your head. And then go back and decide the questions you're going to answer. But when you're finished the question and you spend a lot of time on this question, take 60 seconds out. It's a minute.
So you've done your 20 minutes or whatever the allotted time is. At that time, just 60 seconds off.
Yeah, you're tired. Your fingers in bits. You know, you're
I can't remember so well. Yeah.
Your brain is steaming.
You know,
have a drink of water. Take a break. Stretch your neck. Look around. You know, relax. And then jump into the second question.
What does that do for you?
Well, it does. It kind of just separates you from the whole anxiety, because what's happening is your mind is going to constantly ramp itself up faster and faster and faster and faster. Try and stay away from stimulant drinks as well. You know, the things like Red Bull and loads and loads of coffee, because all they do is make you anxious.
Yeah.
And an exam is like a performance. It's like being on stage. Nobody drinks Red Bull before they go on stage or go on radio because you'd just be hyper. You'd
That's
all
right.
be all in a big heap. Yeah. The idea is actually to be relaxed.
So taking your 60 seconds off will do that, and then you have your notes for your next question and away you go through that again. How does your brain process these sort of events? This is a highly pressurised, once-in-a-lifetime event for most people. Your brain must be in a tizzy walking into this thing.
Of course it is, but it depends on the metaphor you use going in. So if you think exams are hell, and your mind doesn't want you to go into hell.
Mm.
So it's going to, well, people get things called, like, they freeze.
Yeah.
And the reason you freeze is because your mind's trying to keep you safe.
Okay.
Because it doesn't want you exposed to this place that you've just told it is hell. Mm. Exams are a game. Mm. And it's the metaphor I keep giving to my own son. Exams are a game. You see them as a game. If you haven't learned the rules of the game up to now, it's a little bit too late.
Mm.
But it's never too late to repeat your exams again.
Yeah. You know, Tell me, Richard, you're in the middle of an exam, right? You're an hour into it, and it's a 3-hour exam, whatever it may be. Your brain shuts down. You go into one of these freeze, lockdown, panic modes. Your body, your subconscious, whatever, is trying to protect you from this hell or whatever.
Yeah.
How do you get through it? How do you get out of it? How do you get back on course again when something like that happens to you?
You need to distract yourself. You need to take yourself away from the exam, because what you've done is you've now got yourself into a state.
Mm.
I know Walter, people say, oh, I'm in some state, but you literally have gotten yourself into a state of mind.
Yeah.
So that's why it's very, very important at the end of each question to take a break, have a drink of water, you know, sit back, stretch your back. It sounds like an awful long time. Oh God, I wouldn't have time to do this. These are long exams.
So the same advice would apply after in the middle of a panic attack or in the middle of kind of a lockdown as it would after each question.
Slow yourself down. There's nothing. You're not going to die. There's nothing going to happen to you.
Mm.
You're going to be fine. This exam will be over.
Yeah.
And worst case scenario at the end of your exams is you can repeat your exams.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
No.
I know it's easy for me to say at this era of my life, but like, we've all been through all these exams. But as you look back on them, you can put them in their true perspective.
There's so many people I've spoken to in recent weeks, Richard, in the lead up to this, who haven't actually got a Leaving Cert. And these are highly successful people. You know, there are so many ways around us, so don't panic on that. Now, this is not a sprint. This is an endurance race, right? This is between 10 days and 2 weeks, depending which papers you're sitting, which subjects you're taking. How do you How do you prepare yourself for that length of a race?
Well, you're using the same metaphor I've been using. It's a game. So it's a sprint. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes.
You slow yourself down. You have to get plenty of sleep. Mm. Like, you know, even though a lot of kids listening to this now, well, you're in school most of the year, all the time.
That's right.
And even though you could be daydreaming, et cetera, you'll be amazed at the amount of information that you've actually held on to. Yeah. Well, I'm not a really good studier. It doesn't really matter. You'll be amazed at how much stuff you actually know.
Yeah. Osmosis, huh?
Absolutely. It'll soak in. You'll hear things subconsciously that you didn't think you would have heard. And it will all come back out again. So the whole idea is to actually get that game metaphor in your head. It is a marathon. I'm going to have to pace myself because I will burn out halfway through this if I keep going at this manic pace. Yeah, yeah. Slow yourself down. Mm. And my advice to the parents is, regardless of how big your son is, you know, give him a hug on the way out. Tell him you're proud of him. Give him a rub on the head, even though he kind of goes, you know, just do it nonetheless because he needs it. Even though he doesn't show, he probably needs it. Like my guy this morning, he needs it. He needs that reassurance that he's going to be okay as he goes out and takes his first challenge. Yeah. And it is his first challenge.
Yeah, it is.
It's all our kids' first
challenge. Yeah, and for kids in the Leaving Cert, it's the biggest challenge they've ever done. Junior Cert, their first challenge. Leaving Cert, the biggest challenge they've ever done. I suppose the thing is as well, over the course of the 2 weeks, the rest of life shouldn't shut down. I know that you have to do a lot of study over this time, but you need your downtime as well.
Absolutely, you have to. Like, people think that it's like training. Mm. It's like being a bodybuilder.
Yeah,
like a bodybuilder will go into a gym and he'll work out for an hour or so each day or every second day, but his body's actually building when he's resting.
That's right.
So if you go in and you have your sport, you have your sprint where you're actually doing your exam, then it's important that you calm down. You have to give yourself time out. And then get back into your routine again. Mm-hmm. So the timeout is just as important as a huge effort that you put in.
Certainly is. What's up for Junior Cert for Ethan tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I think it's Irish.
It's Irish, yeah. It's tomorrow's Thursday, and so it's engineering and English paper 2 for the Leaving Cert people. Look, the very best luck to everybody doing it. And don't panic. Whatever you do, don't panic.
Don't panic.
Richard Burke from Safe Harbour. Pleasure as ever. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ian.